What do you see a lot of coming in right now during the middle of the summer here? A lot of people making hay, that sort of thing. What equipment do you see a lot of?
For right now, we deal with mostly hay mowers and hay balers. Hay mowers specifically mostly are knife problems and gear case problems. We see a lot of neglect on maintenance on like oils in the gear cases, and also neglect probably on knives that don't get changed near as often as they should. When you talk about hay balers, that's a little bit different story. Hay balers can be a machine that's used very hard in several hours and then put away and just forgotten about. Whereas hay balers, there are quite a few things you can find wrong with those things before you actually go to the field. Specifically, bearings that are nearly about ready to go out. Belt splices are a very common problem. A splice can be changed in about 20 minutes, and if you wreck a belt, you're talking probably a few hours to fix that and maybe several hundred dollars. So just replacing a pin will save a lot of time and money sometimes. Also baler teeth and those sorts of things we see a lot. A baler is very easy to look over and to be able to see problems if you're trained to look for those things. Combines is another thing that we stress a lot around here. I've kind of made a lifetime out of inspecting combines and realizing that there are a lot of things on combines that can be found before they break. They say that any repair that you made on a combine before it actually happens will save you at least 150% of the repair to begin with made beforehand, rather than having something go out and wreck a shaft or a box or a belt. So I'm a firm believer in combine inspections. There is virtually no combine that would come into this shop and that we would find nothing wrong. There are several that we don't find very much wrong with, but guys can bring combines in here and would be amazed sometimes at what we would find and be very relieved, actually, that we looked over their machine, and they will definitely have less downtime.
Do you recommend combine inspection every year, every other year?
Typically, with most customers, we recommend one every year. If we get into a situation where a guy does only a few hundred acres, we might say, you know, you can probably get by probably a couple years without inspecting. But most farmers today run between 500 acres and 3,000 acres, and those combines probably need to be done every year.
And when is the opportune time to do that? For you, at least for you guys, I mean, no one wants to be completely backlogged, you know?
For us, we like to do combines all year round, actually. With Farm Plan and their payments, they have a lot of deferred payments, so you don't have to pay until you actually use the machine. And in some cases, you're actually done with the machine before you have to pay for it. So we try to stress to work on combines all year round. If we had to work on all our combines in August and September, we'd never get them all done. So it's very important for us to spread out our workload so that we can do a good job and the customer is comfortable with what he has. And the customer also has time to make those decisions, you know, at maybe a more downtime of the year versus a September and an August time where they're busy doing fairs and other things when they really don't want to deal with it. But for the most part, most people like to do it in July, August, and September because they've seen what the crop looks like. They know they're going to have a crop. Crop failure altogether is kind of unheard of around here. Obviously, there are short crops. There is insurance that takes care of those needs sometimes on financial ends. So a lot of farmers just go ahead and do it every year. And a lot of farmers will do them in the fall when they're done, which we prefer. And then they're good to go through the whole winter, and they know they have peace of mind that they're ready to go for the next year.
For those kind of people, you know, it's been sitting in the shed now. Maybe they got their inspection afterward. Is there anything they need to be reminded maybe to do that some people forget right before they get out there again?
One thing that's kind of interesting that people never think about is animals. Raccoons will actually build homes in the fans of the radiators. So before you go look at your combine and start it for the year, I would go up in the radiator area and make sure there is not a raccoon or something laying in that fan, because it makes quite a mess when you start it up, and it'll wreck the fan and sometimes the radiator. So that's one thing that's very important. It's also very important to have your batteries charged up. Slow charging is the best way to keep batteries good. A combine, something that sets 9 months out of the year, and typically batteries will fail on that. So slowly charge your batteries, watch for raccoons, that, and just get out, run your combine and make sure everything sounds okay. Start the separators up. A lot of times people will just go to the field on the first day when they get their combine out. That does not typically work very well. Another thing, an area we see, is the air conditioners won't work after they've sat. Freon leaks out, and then they find out usually when it's too late that they need their air conditioner fixed. So it's a good idea to check those things too.